the podcast with Dr. Jim Keeney at www.jim.md.
Welcome to this episode of the podcast. It's Dr. Jim Keeney here with you. If you haven't already done so, please go to the website at www.jim.md and sign up for the subscription. And that way it gets delivered free to your podcatcher or iTunes. And then you don't have to come back here every time I post a new show. Today we're going to talk about influenza. You know, I decided to talk about this because, number one, everybody in my family, including me, is sick right now. There's a lot of myths out there about the flu. I don't have the flu. I don't think anybody in my family has the flu, but I wanted to talk about that a little bit because, you know, when people get seriously ill, they think that they may have the flu, and a lot of times that's not what it is. Number one, people don't believe that the flu is a serious illness. It causes incredible number of lost work days. So even if you're not hospitalized, you're going to miss out on some income. It causes people to be hospitalized, especially the older and younger members of the community. You know, and in one flu outbreak, actually, it was really the middle-aged people that were all affected because they had never, this was before flu vaccines, they had never been exposed to that strain of the flu where the older people had, and the older people had some immunity. Every year, though, people are hospitalized for pneumonia, and that's probably the number one complication of influenza. Some people say, I've never had the flu, so what do I need to get vaccinated for? It's not like your body can be immune to every flu strain that comes along. So, you know, the average person's going to get the flu about once every 8 years or so. You can go quite a while without getting the flu, but when you get it, it is miserable. I mean, this is different. People come to the emergency room with the flu because they feel like something has gone seriously wrong in their body. It's like a bomb's gone off in your body. And you say, boy, you know, this is just not a cold. I must be seriously ill. The most common myth I hear is that influenza vaccine can give you the flu. And that's really not true. It contains either a dead virus or parts of the flu virus, and it really cannot give you the flu itself. Now, because we give the flu shot during flu season, a lot of times people will get an upper respiratory illness that they call influenza, but it's not that the shot gave them the flu. It just happens to be a coincidence. On the other hand, it is possible to get the flu after you get the flu shot, and that's because it's not 100%. You know, I still wear my seatbelt, even though it's not going to protect me if I crash into a wall at 100 miles an hour. The seatbelt's not going to make a difference. It's not 100% either. But I still use it, and the flu shot's the same thing. You know, it's got probably 85% efficacy most years for healthy people. People on the extremes of age, say over 75 and younger individuals, they have a less intense immune response, and so it's not quite as effective for them. I've seen numbers as low as 50, 60% effective. But still, when you're talking about for an 80-year-old, something that might kill them, it's still worth getting the flu shot. The other myth I hear is that it causes severe reactions or side effects. You know, the main thing people feel is a little soreness at the site of the injection. There have been reports of questionable reports that the flu shot has been associated with a condition known as Guillain-Barré syndrome. And this is a muscle weakness syndrome that can get quite severe. But every year we see Guillain-Barré during flu season and during viral episodes. And so is it the flu shot causing it or some other virus? It's not really clear, although one particular year it did seem like statistically there were a lot more people that had Guillain-Barré that got the flu shot than didn't. So, you know, that's theoretically a possibility, but the numbers there are so low that if you're going to play the odds here, your risk of getting Guillain-Barré from the flu shot versus getting the flu, it just doesn't compare. Now, certain people think that if they have allergies, they should not get the flu shot. And most allergies are not a reason not to get the flu shot. But if you are allergic to eggs, you have to make sure that you get the recombinant DNA version of the flu shot and not the one that's grown in chicken eggs, because that would be a problem. Another common myth is that pregnant women should not get the flu shot. And that is not true. In fact, pregnant women, especially those that will be in their third trimester during the influenza season, are considered one of the high-risk individuals that needs the flu shot. So if you're pregnant and you have not gotten your flu shot yet, definitely something that you need. This is not something that is experimental or up for question. This is a standard treatment at this point that pregnant women get the flu vaccine. All right, let's talk about some ways to prevent the flu besides the vaccine. Number one, wash your hands a lot. Number two, you may want to try and avoid crowded situations during the winter season when people are all packed in, like air travel, and some people can't avoid that. Venues where it's just crowded and packed. You know, it's funny because it's just not our culture here, but in Asia, people wear masks during the winter season to try and prevent the spread of the flu because they're not just dealing with regular influenza. They've got bird flu and all that other stuff. All right, what to do if you get the flu? A lot of people don't want to go running to the doctor every time they get a cold, and I think that's reasonable. We're kind of in this catch-22. To treat the flu with Tamiflu, you need to be diagnosed within the first 48 hours and start the medication. Some people are wondering in the beginning of an illness, do I really have the flu? Well, let me tell you, the flu comes on like gangbusters. You wake up one day or it just hits you one afternoon and it's like you are hit by a truck. So when you are really, really sick within the first 8 hours of becoming sick, that's a good chance it's the flu. Flu usually doesn't have gastrointestinal symptoms. So you're not usually vomiting. You don't usually have diarrhea. A lot of people call that, quote, stomach flu, but that's not real influenza, all right? We also call the common cold the flu, but it's not real influenza. When you have that watery eyes, dry cough, body aches, headaches, fevers, and you just feel horrible, intensely horrible, a lot of doctors will just go ahead and treat you with Tamiflu without getting a test. But there is a test where you suck some snot out of your nose and send it to a lab, and they can tell you if you have the flu or not. Tamiflu is pretty expensive. It's about $100 for a 5-day course. So this test is probably reasonable if it saves a lot of people some money. You know, that's always the debate, is it worth just treating because the downside of Tamiflu is pretty small, or should you really get the test and know what you have? I'll usually test one person in a family because I'd like to know. I don't test the whole family because I figure, you know, whatever one person has, the other one has when they all break out with the same illness at relatively same time. There's some people that argue these tests should be made over the counter so that you can just get the test, show the positive test to a pharmacist, and be given an over-the-counter prescription for Tamiflu, which currently is not available over-the-counter. Okay, how about starve a fever, feed a cold? You know, that's just an old wives' tale. The bottom line is you should get good nutrition while you're sick, and that will help you get better, especially drinking plenty of fluids, because a fever will allow more sweat to evaporate, and you're losing fluids that we call insensible fluid losses. You can't feel it. You're losing more fluid, and you don't know it. The other thing is you're breathing a little faster, maybe a little harder, and in the winter, the air is dry, and you're actually losing more fluid through your breath as well. So make sure you're drinking plenty of fluids. Hot fluids will help soothe your sore throat, and again, that leads into the next myth of chicken soup or hot beverages containing alcohol, people call hot toddies. Now, those may make your throat feel better, but of course, their power to cure the flu is at best limited. It's really, there's no evidence that it helps at all. Okay, that's all my flu myths debunked. If you have any concerns or questions and, you know, about wives' tales or anything you want me to answer, just give me a call. 1-877-DR-KEANY. That's DRKEANY. Or you can email me at mail@jim.md. Be sure to get your flu shot. It's not too late if you haven't gotten it yet. We are in the peak of flu season. We're really coming into the peak of flu season here in February and March. Okay, got to run. Till next week, take care.